I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you remember those big catalogs that your granny and your mom got when you were a little kid?
I used to look through the JCPenney catalog, and I would look at the women's underwear section. That was my, because I was like, you know, a little kid, and I wanted to see what women looked like with,
oh my God.
I mean, that's why I used to take the clothes off Barbie, because I didn't have any sisters, I was curious.
You can lay down on the couch over here.
You need a hobby or something.
That was my hobby.
Oh my God.
I had three older sisters, and I didn't try to watch them while they changed clothes.
No, but you probably had just seen enough around the house, there was no curiosity.
I don't think so.
Come on, they were running around in panties.
I don't remember that.
Well, he was their brother. He didn't look at it like that.
You don't look at it like that, but you've seen it. You're not as curious about it anymore. I didn't have any idea. My mom wasn't running around naked, so I was like, what are girls about? I don't know.
You know what, Tom? I'm going to go ahead and call myself out. I did the same thing, okay?
Thank you for being honest.
I looked in the catalog and the bra section as well, Tom.
I did, too.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, you're supposed to.
Well, not when you're like, you know, 12, wondering what you're supposed to look like when you grow up.
She was looking at the men's section.
I was going to say, was it an experimental stage in your life, or were you looking at the men?
You know, I think everyone's curious, like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to look like when I get to be older?
Okay, I did too.
Okay.
Y'all are jerks. Y'all are a bunch of jerks.
I would hide the catalogs.
This is a big moment for all of us, because we've never in all the time we've been together.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, the thing was that I just didn't want to say it out in public. I didn't want to say it out loud.
I didn't either.
Well, it's public.
Tom just went ahead and led the way, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And you guys even made fun of me at first and said I was weird and needed therapy.
That's what all people do.
But you know, in those big catalogs, they had more than that. Like the toy section was always awesome to look at, too.
Okay, but here's the thing you were weird about is like you're talking about undressing Barbies and stuff like that. I did not do that.
You probably just didn't have one.
No, okay. I did.
I did, too.
And I'll tell you what I still have. The Abercrombie catalogs. Remember they came out with a few years and they had to discontinue them.
They were almost illegal.
They were almost, and I still have those at home. Well, I don't look at them.
What are they on your coffee table? Like, no, hey, look at these.
They're on the shelf, the bookshelves.
They're hidden under his mattress, apparently.
Okay, so you think they might be a collector's item or something someday?
I hope so. Or, if I get lonely.
Now, I will say that you haven't seen a lot of the big department stores catalogs for a while, but they are making a comeback, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you can just go on the internet and look at the catalogs now.
Well, JCPenney is bringing back its catalog, it launched in 1963, and it stopped being produced in 2009.
Wow.
And the reason, Tom, I know you say you can just go online. I don't think it's the same as sitting there, you know, flipping through like a magazine.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they have so many magazines out there. Girls love magazines.
Yep.
Just because it's a different feeling when you're sitting there and you're holding this thing and you can look at it and read it at your leisure, put it down, and then go back to it. It's just something nice to have. IKEA does a really great catalog, too.
I think it's about like just holding something in your hand and flipping through.
They won't let you do that.
Okay. No, I'm not talking about that.
I've been to the store.
I'm just saying.
Mannequins are off limits.
Well, you're more of a tech kind of guy anyway.
Well, here's the thing, though. The catalog was a crappy piece of paper, super thin. It would smear with ink and all. Then all of a sudden, you went online. And if you were a geek, you could even sometimes find out that that little picture you were looking at, underneath it was some giant full-screen picture. So you had this really good quality picture. And there were more to choose from than what was in the catalog. So it was great.
Are you talking about looking at the women in bras again?
Yeah.
Should I have not said that?
Yeah. I am not admitted to that, okay? I don't do that.
It's because you can't.
Yeah, Tom spends a lot of time online shopping for some reason.
Yeah, really.
And never buys anything.
Still looking.
You know, he's the creepy shopper.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.